With Halloween just days away, public health experts at the Mayo Clinic say keeping activities limited to people in your household or online are the lowest risk. Pediatric infectious disease doctor Nipuni Rajapakse says trick-or-treating is a high-risk activity, but if you do plan on going ahead with it, hand hygiene is key.
The way that it gets from a surface into your body is usually by way of your own hands. And so that's where hand hygiene recommendations become really important. So frequently washing your hands 20 seconds with soap and water or an alcohol-based hand sanitizer will be really important there.
Rajapakse also says Halloween masks are not protective. Meanwhile, Stroudsburg Mayor Tara Probst and other local leaders are reminding residents of the CDC guidelines.
It's very important to communicate what we're doing and why we're doing it. And even if you don't like what we're doing, please understand why we're doing it. It's for safety.
In her Monroe County borough, they are planning to space out trick-or-treaters by age group throughout the afternoon. Brittany Sweeney, WLVR News.